Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast. This is going to be episode number 10. Today we are going to talk about the Zika virus. I am your host, Toby, and I have a bunch of guests with me who don't know anything about Zika virus. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Professional Kristen.
Yeah. Special guest Rudy.
Just Tina.
Evan.
How are you guys doing? We always jump right into the topic, but we never do like the normal radio show like, how you doing? We're doing good. Hey, how's life?
It is exhausting.
You really want to know? We made friends with a homeless man here lately.
No.
Good for y'all.
Yeah, see, you're supposed to give one of those fake answers like when you're at Walmart and they're like, how's your day? You're like, good. Even if your dog just got hit by a car. You're supposed to lie.
You want to hear it all? And I'm just going to tell you exactly what happened. We made friends with a homeless man. His name is AJ.
AJ, yes.
Did he have the Zika virus?
Maybe.
Maybe. AJ doesn't give us very much information besides that his hatchet is very sharp.
He sharpens it with a sharpening stone by himself.
It was extremely sharp. I was very impressed. Hats off to you, AJ.
Okay, so I know we didn't do much research on the Zika virus, but it is a very recent topical topic.
Topical topic?
Like you put it on your...
Yeah,
I apply the Zika.
You gotta rub it in good.
Rub it in good.
Put the lotion on your skin or else you get the hose again.
So, it has been in the news a lot. Do y'all know anything about it? I mean, it's been in the news, but do y'all know anything about it?
It has come from Africa. I know that, just like the...
It's bloodborne.
It's bloodborne?
Like for mosquitoes.
Right.
It is a mosquito-borne disease, and possibly they've been talking about a sexually transmitted disease.
I believe that you just read that.
Like AIDS.
I did.
I was asking right if you know anything notes. Before you started it's, reading up on
it's
it.
It's almost right as serious as AIDS is what I did here.
Okay, so some of the information I have is the Zika virus was first found in the Zika forest in Uganda around 1947. It's related to the yellow fever and the West Nile, which, you know, same thing, carried by mosquitoes, and everyone freaks out about it, because when was the West Nile?
Oh, West Nile, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Years ago.
West Nile is every
2012.
Year, guys. Every okay. year, they have a West Nile scare.
He had West Nile 2 years ago.
Really?
Did we never tell you guys
that? Yes, we did. I heard it.
I don't really remember. Did
what? Yeah, West Nile. It turned into meningitis.
Okay, I'm a really good friend. Evan, just so you know, I remember
you. So you're a West Nile survivor.
I'm a West Nile survivor.
Do you have a bracelet or anything?
Oh, I'm a West Nile carrier.
Documented for the state.
Yeah, the state called me. At first, the state did not want to help
me
test for it at all.
In case an accident, I'm a West Nile carrier.
But after the... The hospital did confirm it was West Nile after my spinal tap. Then the state wanted to know all about it.
Wow.
So I told them to frank off.
Oh, yeah.
Meet and franks that. Off.
So can you give blood? Give blood. Can you give blood?
I can indeed, blood. Yes.
Okay, well, I didn't know if it was like something that stayed with you forever. Just wanted a little side note right there just to see about West Nile. Because I don't know nothing.
Yeah, it just sucks at the time, and then...
I'll say off-record, he's been giving blood on-record. Is that okay?
I sell my blood for lots of money. I never told him I'd West Nile. I don't know if I killed anyone.
I don't mark that check mark.
No, I think it's gone. You don't, like, carry it.
Right.
But
you're immune. Maybe you're immune like a vaccination.
Actually, they say once you're, have had West Nile, then it's easier for you to get it again.
I thought you were going to be like, it's like chicken pox, you get it once,
I thought you were
going
to be like, you're immune to it almost.
Easier
like
for you to get it again. The next time you get it, if you get it again, it'll be a lot worse than the first time, is what I've heard.
So it's like sucky chicken pox. Yeah. It gets worse and worse.
Like,
Reverse chicken pox.
Yeah.
So don't get the Zika virus.
So, well, Zika is more like there is no treatment. Yeah, I keep calling it a Zika. If I call it a Zika, I'm sorry. I don't know why. There is no treatment right now. As of February 2016, there is no prevention or vaccine or drugs that they can give you to help the Zika virus. In pregnant women, it can cause abnormal brain development and cause miscarriage or microcephaly. Is that how you say it? Microcephaly? And I didn't do a lot of research on what exactly that is. What, you got something to say? What?
She's thinking microcephalus.
I'm thinking of
very small syphilis.
Okay, so they say that the
microcephaly.
The babies that come out are like tiny. They have irregular, like, small heads. Well, every time somebody says the Zika virus to me, I know this is horrible, but all I think about is Beetlejuice when he's sitting next to that guy with the tiny head.
That's awful.
You stole my joke, by the way.
I'm so sorry. He was like, I got your number. And I think, there's Zika virus. That's what I think of it as.
Well, and
I'm a terrible person too, because that's exactly what I thought. Whenever they brought up the tall, tiny,
maybe I'm
baby,
a good person. Like, maybe you're a good person. And you thought that just because I thought that doesn't
horrible.
Mean that
we're
terrible
horrible people. Okay,
you're making fun of poor little babies with smaller limbs, and
he's like, "Oh, look at that! I'm number." Yeah. And then he's like, "Skirt,
should I just go back up and cut this out?"
And throws dust on him, and there he is with the tiny head.
I'm leaving it.
I believe microcephaly
is
correct.
Oh, delete me?
Though.
Microcephaly.
I'll delete you.
Okay, so I want to say a lot of stuff that I read, it shows that it's got a... They're believing that this Zika virus and the microcephaly are linked together. Like, they're pretty sure that the Zika virus causes microcephaly, but they don't know if microcephaly is caused by the Zika virus, like... Only.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there may be other ways to get it, but they're, I don't know.
There might be unknown factors, like,
so microcephaly, microcephaly is where the child has small head.
Yes, and
well, then
other
if it's
small
caused by other
effects.
Things, then it would have already popped up. And
well,
it has
something that's been popping up for years.
I don't know.
The CDC has issued travel guidance on affected countries. Pregnant women are advised to postpone trips. Some countries have advised women just to not get pregnant at all until they understand more about the Zika virus. I'm jumping to the conspiracy stuff, but that's a big conspiracy part of this, is a lot of people believe that is their way of controlling the population.
Don't get pregnant.
Well, yeah, because that's going to control the population.
Right.
Or, if this is causing birth defects and stuff, that's going to kill off any new babies. Or anyone that has this Zika virus, they will be sick, basically. So
right.
It might kill them, whatever. So it's a population control
I'll
method.
Say it's weird, though, because... since we do Periscope, I can say that we're here in Gainesville, Texas. And last year, our mosquito count was nothing. We had no mosquitoes.
We had flies.
Yeah, we had flies. I mean, even if, to call that big of a scare to everybody saying don't have kids, this is getting into conspiracy theory right here, but that's kind of like mind control. Not to repopulate the earth because you're afraid that your child's going to have a small head.
As far as the mosquitoes last year, we had a pretty harsh winter that killed off a lot of
mosquitoes. I guess that's true.
Right, but they're saying that this has happened here recently, like within miles of us, right?
Yeah, down in Dallas somewhere, right?
Well, if you think about it, we haven't really had much of a winter this year, and our summer was flooded. Uh-huh. So the mosquitoes just spawn like crazy.
Right. That's true.
This year, our
but
mosquitoes
here,
are going to be insane. No, not last year, but this year we'll probably have some insane mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it for a while.
And that's why I will be posted around, if I go outside, I'll have a net around me like a picnic table.
Yeah. Surround yourself. Because even bug spray,
yeah.
It won't.
Yeah.
And when the
it doesn't really
things
do
you
anything.
Put around Tupperware.
But,
right.
Like,
the
human.
Mosquitoes are probably going to be horrid this year.
Well, so far there have only been 3 cases that have linked to it being a sexually transmitted disease. Like, or not a... I guess It is.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's like AIDS, sexually transmitted disease.
14 other cases. Can't get rid of it. 14 other cases are being examined right now. One male semen showed the Zika virus had traces in it to last. He was infected, and it was from within like 2 weeks after the man was contaminated with the virus. So he got the virus, and it took about 2 weeks before it was like fully in his body, I guess.
But he didn't feel it
for to incubate or.
Well, no, he had. They had fever and all the other.
So is it flu-like symptoms or?
With all the research I did do, I forgot to write down the symptoms.
It was like a fever, rash, like red eyes. It's something else, too. There were a couple symptoms on there, so either you have Zika or you're high, and you just don't know it.
I accidentally got high. All the partygoers are like, this is normal for me. Just keep going. Right. Keep trekking. It's okay.
So there is a current case of a man who was outside of the United States. He came home. He had unprotected sex with a female, and now she has it. She hasn't left the country or anything like that.
Did they quarantine her?
No, and that's the other thing. It hasn't been determined that if a woman can spread it, but right now a male and his semen can spread it. So if you do have the Zika virus and you still want to get laid, please use a condom.
Mm-hmm. Watch out for all those fellow males out there, girls.
I know that it is easier for men to transmit STDs to women than it is for women to transmit them to men.
Really?
But yeah, it's easier to blame a woman.
Because you're all yours.
No, bitch, it was you. It was you.
Yeah. No, it's easier just because the fluids are inside of our body. You guys have external sex organs, so it generally stays on the outside.
It's more convenient, too.
Yeah. It just works better that way. But yeah, it's for any STD, it's easier typically for a man to spread it to a woman than vice versa.
Interesting. Well, like I said, right now the Zika virus is only being known to be transferred from male to female, so... And I think I read something that if you are pregnant and you have sex with someone that has had...
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
It can still affect the baby. So it
can cross the placenta?
Yeah, yeah.
Even, I wonder if there's
that's
like...
That's exactly what it said.
But and I wonder if there that, is so like good. A certain time of birth where it crosses. Or does it cross all the time? Like, is it in the early stages? Or, you know... I'm not saying,
I'm saying...
Ask what the man
I'm
is
good
in
now.
Stage.
I'm 3 months.
Like, I had the Zika virus for about 6 months, and you're about, like, 6 months on birthing, so we're good.
Well, okay, it did say it took 2 weeks or so before it was in the male's system and in his semen, so...
But surely they're working on something that can, like, prevent this, because...
Well, they're probably... Yeah, they probably since are they working
have,
on something.
Well, since they have already, you know, with AIDS, they have made it where people can have more normal lives and, you know, live, you know, easily than you can with a Zika virus. But I have a feeling that it's going to just fade away like Ebola.
It may... I mean, it might, maybe.
One day you're going to wake up and it's going to be gone. What if... You, previously having the West Nile virus, and now, with a Zika virus, hits it, and you turn into some fucking super mutant. That'd be amazing.
The result is death. I'll just die.
No! What if it's like superhero? Like, you're like...
Get the hell back.
Yeah.
His name is...
Been bit.
West Nile Zika Man.
You're gonna turn... Oh, man, what was that show that we watched recently?
West Zika Man.
Where he goes and he time travels and there's a fly in there.
The fly?
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry, guys, but I'm not very familiar.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking what, hate Jeff Goldblum.
You could have the fly as a husband.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to explain to Tina why Jeff Goldblum is a god. So we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Bill.
This is Phineas.
And together, we're the Tattooed Bananas. We do a comedy podcast, and on our comedy podcast, we talk about all kinds of wacky crap, like...
Nutscaping.
I'll tuck you in tonight.
Turning your funeral into a funeral.
Can I have an ice pop? Can I have a candy?
Dick fishing. Furniture banging. and so much more. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and connect with us with the Potter and Family hashtag on Twitter.
Yeah, don't forget to check out the Instagram. Throw a bag of bagels at someone's head.
We're back. We've debated long and hard. Jeff Goldblum is awesome. Okay, but for serious, let's get to the real issues now with Zika virus. The government. The government's behind it all, right?
I just said that. That they're using it as a tactic to make sure that people are not going to have any more babies so that they can lower the population.
Well, okay, so there's a bunch of different conspiracy theories. There's the vaccines. They're saying some people believe that the vaccines that we are given, children are given, are giving people the Zika virus. And it's only certain people that are going to like show the symptoms of it or actually be sick from it, you know, that are getting it. It's being used in the TDAP, the tetanus. What is that? Tetanus?
Tdap.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, Tdap. Mm-hmm. What is that, though? Diphtheria? And what is this one?
And pertussis.
Pertussis? I can't read big words.
Diphtheria and pertussis. It's Tdap, which is the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis.
Right. So a lot of people think that that's where Zika's actually coming from, not the little mosquito bugs.
Which is really weird, because we have a one-year-old, and we just gave him two vaccinations, and they were kind of scary about it. I thought that I was on a...
he needs to not have sex until they learn
Impractical Jokers show. So the doctor, I will say this, so the doctor comes in, and he is, like, sitting close to me, and this guy's, like, within mouth distance of me, and he's, like, smiling at me real big, and I'm like... I'm in a room where there's two doors, one where the doctor enters and one where it's just empty, and I'm like...
Where the Impractical Jokers are sitting.
Is somebody going to come through this other door? And this guy's, like, really close to me, and I'm like, in kissing distance, and I'm like, is this a joke, or what's going on? And I'm like, no, and so I keep sitting there. Well, then whenever it comes time, he's like, well, we can get the shots over with. And I'm like, okay, you know, because he's already sick, let's just get it over with, we can give him Tylenol during the whole entire situation. And he comes in, and he... leans into the door, and the face that he gives is just like a, not even, like, he's not even a doctor. Like, he, like, they put somebody in there. Yeah, like, he's a janitor.
I don't even
care. Like, they put somebody that doesn't even work in here, and then he's, like, leaning, and he's like, we can give him the shots right now. This is what he's going to need, and he's going to need the Hep, and he's going to need the measles, mumps, and rubella.
He was smiling because he's like, we're giving him Zika.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, and why he's doing this, I'm like, God, this is a weird doctor, you know? And I'm like, okay. But so I'm really weary about all of the vaccinations that you give a child. But I had them as a younger child. And when I got through having Ollie, they said that one of my vaccinations wore off and they gave me a vaccination again.
So congratulations, they said that, you have Zika.
Well, was it yeah, probably.
You're a winner.
No, it was not pertussis. It was, I can't even think of what it is, but it wasn't pertussis. But they said it wore off and you're going to have it again. And so they gave it to me again. They said that my body fought it and it's gone.
I don't even know that. They're really pushing pertussis lately, but Tdap has been around since...
Oh, forever.
Before we were born.
I mean, what was it? There was a vaccination that, like my mom got, and she had a... scar on her arm because it used to come in a circular chickenpox virus.
I thought it was polio.
Polio.
Yeah.
Okay, so it used to come and it was like 10 needles and it was in a circular like shape.
And it would scar them really
and
bad.
And she had a scar from
a
it
lot of
on her
in
arm.
Mexico still get those and they have a lot of really bad
so
scars.
So it's really weird from her to now that is not still, you know, like it's just 10 needles to one. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. Hopefully, he did not get the Zika virus, but the guy was really weird and pushing it.
Well, a lot of people also believe that this is caused by genetically modified mosquitoes.
They're born in a lab?
Do you have something on this, though? You were telling me off microphone earlier about purchasing? Does that have to do with this? The
Black market?
Or is that two different things?
No.
Well, tell me what you got on both of those.
I know about the GM mosquitoes. Is that Brazil had released them in 2012 by the company, the British biotech company, Oxitec. And then after that, after they released them...
Why would they release them? Did it say?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on that.
It's the New World Order again right there. The Illuminati trying to depopulize.
Oh, well, Lord, after that's a whole podcast.
Yeah, after they released them, it was in the same area that they released them that the new outbreak had occurred. And it was in the same area, everything like that, that Zika had popped up. So they released these genetically modified mosquitoes, and then right after that, Zika came up in the same exact area where this British company had released them.
This is really weird, though, because, I mean, I know of four different episodes of different things that have happened. It's, you have, like, unfortunately, the Chipotle thing, where their meat's tainted, they can't feed people, so they have to go underneath, you know, observation. Then you have Bluebell. They have Listeria. 100 years that Bluebell was in business before they had anything happen. And now all of a sudden they have Listeria and they can't get rid of it.
Or
that they got caught about. Well, no. There would have been cases of it. And then now here they are. They have something. And it keeps popping up in the same Texas thing. Like the same Texas branch. And then you have Ebola. And Ebola is here, and then now it's gone, and now you have the Zika virus, and now it's here, and then, you know, it's like...
There's always something.
There's always something. There's something that is controlled. It seems like it's good, but it's controlled.
Well, there's a big belief that the company Monsanto, did they do the GMOs, the genetically modified...
The corn and stuff.
Yeah. So a lot of people are trying to point blame at them for this. Somehow, like using bad chemicals and blaming the effects on Zika for like a scapegoat. They're like that. Now, again, a lot of this is happening from Uganda and stupid cat. It's happening from Uganda, and so they're.
Sounds like he's saying hello.
He's like hi.
He's carrying
hello.
Shoes. He's carrying shoes.
But this is, you know, it's coming from Uganda, so I don't think Monsanto has anything to do with anything in Uganda. I think it's other companies, but it's still, they're trying to blame a company like that, and I think there's some kind of lawsuit. I don't know, I'm probably lying on this one, but they're blaming that's to be the real cause, and they're using the mosquitoes and Zika as the scapegoat. There's also the chemtrails theory. Everyone believes in the chemtrails for something or another, whether it's cancer, mind control, weather control, or...
Well, that is true. I mean, after you had Ebola, there was a bunch of chemtrails in the air, and we even stopped and took pictures of them. And then, not long after, they were gone.
Yeah, when the Ebola thing was happening, because we live in Texas, north of Dallas... There was a triangle of chemtrail clouds. You know what the chemtrails are?
Mm-hmm.
The airplanes, yeah, we've talked they leave. It was just really weird that it was south of us, like towards Dallas. I'm not saying it was over Dallas, because, you know, it could have been anywhere. But we did see a triangle of chemtrails. And, you know, it could have just been coincidence. And I don't know if chemtrails are a real thing or not, but. You know.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. From what I've read about the Zika, is it's been in the States for about a year now. And it's already in like 23 countries. Why are we just hearing about it now?
Yeah, after a year. Well, I mean, Ebola took over the spotlight for last year.
Right.
There's always... I did a little research... And
is it like the little yearly scare thing that they gotta do to people?
See, and that's what diseases? I thought it was a yearly thing. So I started looking at like the big yearly or the big things that I thought were happening yearly.
Right.
So like in 2001, anthrax. 2003, SARS virus.
Right.
2003-2005, mad cow disease in North America. Now, mad cow disease had been around forever, but it was like the big, remember, all over the news. 2003-2005, the bird flu. And in 2012, the H5N1 virus.
Is that the swine flu?
Yeah, swine flu.
The bird flu, whatever it is. And this is other things that I also wrote down that were big issues in the news. Because I was thinking maybe there's some kind of conspiracy, but I couldn't even find a connection. 2006, the trans fat in New York ban. Remember that big thing? Really?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, God, it was everywhere. 2007 was the lead paint and toys.
Mm-hmm.
2009 was the swine flu, which is the H1N1. That's the difference between bird flu and swine flu. And that's when it was the pandemic was declared over. In 2010, the BPA, the plastics and stuff, when people were...
Oh, BPA.
Yeah, so 2012, we had the West Nile. 286 were dead. Texas hit the hardest. There was no vaccine. Mosquitoes reduction was...
So, obviously, if we're the ones that are hit the hardest all the time, we need to build bigger walls.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Oh, Donald Trump, please help us now.
In Texas, and, you know, we live in Texas, so we kind of follow Texas news more often. But it does seem like Texas gets hit with the most stuff.
We're West closest Nile, to the Ebola, desert, though, which...
And we had the first case of Ebola, didn't we?
Yeah, in the U.S.
Right. And we're closer to the desert, and plus we have water, so we're aiming towards it. But we had the most migration during our state. Like, everybody coming from across the world and across countries, they always travel through our cities and states.
Well, plus they think... It entered through Central America, the Zika virus. That's where it came from originally.
Oh, yeah.
The first person who had it came from there.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere down there.
With Ebola, it was a guy who went over there to help them, and then he came back.
I thought it was that one black lady that died.
Uh-uh. Well, she did die, but the guy that went over there from America, he went over there to help them. Right.
Yes.
He went over there to help them, and he was part of a missionary group, and he went over there to help them, and she died while they were over there, and he ended up traveling back and didn't realize it, that he had been... He contracted it, or... What is it?
Well, he wrote a contract that said that he could have...
Jesus,
it.
He contacted?
I'm going to infect you for 3 months.
Shut his contract.
So he contacted it. He contacted the virus and he...
Contracted.
Oh, well, for once, you know one word more than me.
You know, what up? I didn't have to read it.
I'm glad you knew it.
After the cell phone calls and the signatures, the real word, at least I'm a shit.
The real word is contracted. Contracted.
Yes!
I'm sorry. I can't get it right. Fuck it. I'm done.
The real word is whichever one I didn't just say.
Okay, so let me get back to my point.
I gotta be my own people, okay?
Okay, people, listen.
He just brought it back with him.
Listen, so, but what my point I was making is, you know, there isn't a virus of the year, but there are other stuff. Like, and I couldn't find dates for these other things.
Right.
But, like, other things that were big in the news, and you'll probably remember this, cell phone radiation. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, AIDS and stuff was big at one point. What's MRSA? I didn't...
MRSA. That is the strongest form of staph infection that you can get.
Well, and I guess that was big at one point in time.
When was that? MRSA,
I couldn't find dates on any of this.
MRSA's all the time.
People never want MRSA.
I had never had staph ever in my life, but I did. Toby, who is the host of this show, thinks that I have a tell that was cut off. And in that spot, the doctor said that I had staph, which was cut out of me.
She had microphilia. Grew a tail.
Which was horrible, and all it turned out to be was a mosquito bite.
So you have a tail.
She had a tail. There's a little scar where there used to be a tail.
There's no tail. I had a mosquito bite, which I itched, or scratched.
I think she's a reptilian.
It itched, so I scratched it.
You're a reptilian now.
As a reptilian, would it grow back?
Anyway, so there's DDT also. the other things that were in the news are the... How do you say that? You say that.
Asbestos?
Yeah, I can't say that word, even asbestos. If I... I'm not going to try to say it, because I know I'm going to butcher it, and I just made fun of her.
For you.
Well, I just made fun of her for trying to say contracted. I'm not going to mess this word up.
Don't fuck it up.
You didn't even try it, so it doesn't matter.
So say it again.
Asbestos?
House insulation.
Which is normal, because most houses built back in, like, 1950s...
Schools and stuff.
The insulation inside of them was built by asbestos, which is a different... Now it's built by fiberglass, but asbestos is a different material.
Then, you know, remember when all the schools were shut down because of the mold and stuff?
Black mold and asbestos.
The MMR, the measles, mumps, and...
Rubella.
And that was probably 1998. That's the only one.
MMR.
And that was linked to autism and, you know, big rabies outbreaks. So we've had crazy outbreaks all the time.
Every year, constantly. There's got to be something to keep people on their toes to freak out about.
That's what I was going to ask. Do you think that this Zika thing is another thing like this with a presidential election happening?
It's another flavor of the week.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, there. Do you think it's as scary as what it is, or do you think it's a, again, like, look over here while we do stuff over here?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I think it is. It's what all of the little flavor of the weeks that we have. If you ever notice, there's always a big catastrophe of something before an election. There's always something big for somebody to fix, and who's going to fix it the right way, and they're all a bunch of
Say this, because remember when me and Tubby first started dating, come home. Before we were dating. Before we weren't dating.
Hey, will you date me again?
Get real. I got bigger things to do. But whenever we first started dating, I used to come home and I used to tell him all these things about everything that was going on about, oh, well, this is going on. And I swear to God, it's just a phase in the media so people can look towards this and something else is going to go on. He'd go, you're the biggest conspiracy theorist ever seen. You're the biggest conspiracy theorist ever.
And that's why he fell in love with you.
And now here we are doing...
Oh, I don't believe this is a conspiracy theory. No. I don't think there's any cover up here, if you want my opinion.
We're just living a normal life. Zika virus with tiny baby heads. That's just normal life.
No. I think that the Zika is a real virus. I believe... If we're to the end of this and trying to figure out where everyone stands, I stand that this is actually what it is. It is something that has mutated and grown, and it's making its way...
Grown in a lab.
Ooh, well, you got me there.
I do. I mean, I really do think that it is something that's grown in a lab. It's a wrench thrown into society that... If you focus on this so much that people are so, they are so full of technology now, and they're so focused on their phones and computers and everything like that. When you throw them a bone now like this versus what it would have been back, you know, like in the 70s, 80s, whatever, when there wasn't any technology, they didn't worry about it so much. Like, this now, when you throw them a bone like they're freaked out about it, so they focus all their attention on this because it's like reversing the whole entire psychology. It's like reverse psychology for the government. You go from one thing and you throw it back, and now here we are. We're dealing with the Zika virus, and we're dealing with Ebola, and we're dealing with the West Nile.
Okay, so I think that because of social media, it is much easier for everyone to spout their bullshit.
But on record, though, we don't have social media. We live normal lives. And if you don't have social media now, like, if you notice this, because we don't have social media, we don't know a lot of things that are going around the world.
Exactly. And it's easier for people to share, like, I got sick because of this. Or Bluebell. Let's take that for an example. My family got sick through Bluebell. You post it on Facebook, that gets shared to 20 people.
Right, the more people that talk about it, the more uproar it brings.
Right, I'm just saying it's much easier. Everyone has a platform to stand on, and we're doing it right now, talking on this show. Like, everyone has their platform for everyone to come up with their theories on what's happening and why it's happening, and that's why some of these conspiracy theories are getting out of control, and that's why we're doing the show, to research it ourselves, to be like, okay, well, here's the facts for everyone. I feel that it's much easier for people to every ding dong, you know, that's they have a voice. They can tell you every stupid thing that they think about now.
And unfortunately, while we're sitting here doing this podcast, which we do a lot, I know it doesn't do much by us sitting here and us doing things, and we should probably get out more and do more things about what we talk about, but I'm not getting out there. No, sorry.
Are you saying that...
I'll get infected.
Are you saying that we should get out there and help it? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I guess. You know, some people are like, well, you're just sitting there talking about it, and you're just... That's not doing anything. You know, a lot of people who are... That's where it comes to social media, and they're like Facebook. You know, you can talk about it all day long, but you're not getting out there and doing anything about it.
If you believe that it's a conspiracy theory, you're already going to think the cards are stacked against you, and that you don't have a chance because the government's involved or... Whatever,
but I will say this. I am a very... Like, a lot of people who have smartphones and everything, they always listen to their same music. But I'm a very big person, and Toby knows this, and he makes fun of me for it. But I am a very big listener of radio. Straight radio. Straight talk radio from... You know, a lot of people don't do that anymore. Well, I haven't heard one thing about Zika virus. And I listen to a lot of it. I listen to... One that's a radio station that plays music, and then I listen to one that is big on religion, and I haven't heard anything about Zika virus at all.
Well, that would be where the conspiracy theorists and everyone would be like, well, the media controls what
but
you
they think
want you
they
to
talk
about
it. You think they talk about it so they can get your mind off of everything else and that you would be focused
on it.
So
it's only the news and TV?
I don't know. We don't have TV.
We don't have
cable. We have Netflix.
So, Joby, Netflix. You think that the Zika virus is just a virus?
We don't have cable.
And
we
it
have
is what it is.
Well,
there's no...
One, I always want to try to take the side that there's no way that there's an Illuminati. There's no way that there's a secret, like, plan to depopulize the world. I don't want to believe that. So, I try not to think that. Because mm-hmm. I think that sometimes that can be really silly and over exaggerated too.
But unfortunately, because
I think that cases some of these things do happen, but it just seems kind of weird that like the government wants to depopulize the world.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, what's
to
the
make
master
more room so there's
room for what?
I mean, watch
to make more people that they're trying to depopulize right now.
Resources,
mm-hmm.
resources,
limited resources.
But I don't know. It just there's a lot of stuff that seem funny to me, and it just seems very exaggerated.
So, did you find where the Zika virus had actually came from?
Where? No, like a lab of some sort.
No, it's Africa. Well, they said it migrated up from Africa.
Uganda.
The Zika virus was discovered in 1947. It was...
Yeah, and the Zika
I don't
force.
See how it was...
It was not discovered in the wild, nor did it spontaneously arise. It was discovered by the Rockefeller Foundation scientist in one of their labs, in one of their monkeys there.
Rockefeller.
You know, I did read something about the monkeys, and it was only a monkey to mosquito... virus at first or something, but I don't remember. Like, again, it kind of got the Rockefeller. Anytime anyone talks about the Rockefellers or they're talking about the Illuminati,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the powerful families. There's like 13 families, I think, that are supposed to be like that run the world. We're gonna have to do an episode on the Illuminati one day just so we can write down the families, figure out who they are, and like, you know, presidents are involved in this. And I don't know enough about it to really say, but the Rockefellers are a big part of that.
Well, if you go to ATCC.org, the Zika virus, ATCC-VR-48, is actually available for purchase.
How much does that run?
I
may need some Zika in my life.
What are we doing? Well,
we're buying some Zika, apparently.
Right, so I do have something to say, though, that's going to be really big.
It depends on what kind of agency.
Your
It, what agency is purchasing it? If you're purchasing it for profit, it's $516. If it's a non-for-profit, it's $430.
Oh, well, Secret Transmission is a non-profit organization. We do not make any money, and we are broke.
We get that damn discount.
Cheaper.
So we're going to take a break real quick, and when we come back, we're going to figure out everyone's opinions on the Zika virus.
Our state of mind, our perception, our thoughts build up the world around us. Do you want to be a slave of your mind or seize control and live the life you've always wanted? The choice is yours. Join me on Almighty Psyche and find out how you and I are the creators of our own universe. Follow me on Twitter, Almighty Psyche. Follow me on Facebook.com/AlmightyAndre. Send me an email for any questions or any topics that you'd like to cover at almighty.andre@genkstudios.com, almighty.andre@genkstudios. See you soon, Almighty listeners.
Okay, so we're back. So, do you think this is a conspiracy, Kristen?
Oh, absolutely.
You think? Okay, so which?
I think it is. I think it can be as much as it is, and it can be brought into the world. I think that they can take it out, and they're not choosing to.
So you think it is man-made? It is
absolutely, except that they're like warning people not to have kids. You're just depopulating the world. Really... This is a method of depopulating the world.
Well, I did read an article that said that two women had natural abortions, like the miscarriages.
Mm-hmm.
And so two other women opted to have abortions because they were afraid that the babies were going to be have the Zika. Because they found out they had Zika virus.
Right.
So there you go. There's four cases of women. And I
also having an abortion or...
Or miscarrying.
Right.
Which is another side effect of the Zika is miscarriages.
Right.
So even if... your baby comes out fine, you may not even have a baby in the first place because
50-50 chance. You never know.
Right.
So what do you think? Do you think this is a conspiracy of some on some degree?
I don't know. I really didn't read too much into it, but the way it was handled in the media, it was almost like a quick little, hey, look over here real quick. Because it was just real quick. So there really wasn't much to it.
So do you think that the conspiracy is, it's a natural thing, but they're using it to
they're hyping
to
it
show
up.
You something
to
over
distract.
Here.
Right.
Okay.
It's kind of like Ebola. Ebola was a big thing for a few months, and then all of a sudden, poof, gone. Nothing.
Ebola was the same way.
Right.
It was so, it's
West
bizarre.
Nile, a lot of these little diseases show up. We don't know what's going on.
They're so big, and they're like, hey, stay right where you are. Don't move. Don't do anything like that. Don't, you know... And it's then all of a sudden out of nowhere, you don't hear anything else about it. And you're like, keep living your lives.
Yep.
And no one even remembers that. And they keep trekking along because they're so involved.
Okay, Tina. What do you think? Do you believe that this is some type of conspiracy? Do you think that the government is behind this?
Yes. 100%. They're behind everything.
What? Okay, which theory? Stop high-fiving. No high-fives. Yes. Okay, which theory is it, though? Do you believe that it's the chemtrails? Do you think that it was grown somewhere? Do you think that it's... do you think it's just a plot to make you look over here while something over here is going on?
It's a man-made virus.
Okay.
I feel like with all the technology and information that we have nowadays, any new virus is going to be man-made. We have so many resources at our disposal now where people, you know, have to be making some sort of virus to control population one, to pull the wool over our eyes during a big presidential race.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
I haven't done enough research on the Illuminati.
Absolutely. I do.
Are you a robot? Get out of here, robot.
I do. I believe in the Illuminati.
She's I haven't done enough research.
I believe.
You're a sheep!
But I do think that with all the information and knowledge and technology that we have nowadays, that to have a virus from the 1940s that's patented by a company all of a sudden now be a threat to us is just too too much of a question mark.
For They've me. Had like, do what, you, 60 you, years to fucking fix it?
Well, yeah. Refine it.
70, yeah.
Refine.
Refine. So do you think it's refine. a depopulation tool? Or do you think that it's like, maybe this is a test for some type of military type of weapon?
They're like, are they going to test us and have babies anyway?
I don't think our government is smart enough to have a clear-cut plan for anything.
They're just like, they're throwing just, darts and just where they land, they land.
Wherever they land, they land. I really don't... I feel like our government has people that are smart enough to create viruses and create things, and they kind of have ideas of what they want, but maybe they're just testing out every... Like what we just said earlier. There's been a flavor of the year every year for a while.
Some kind of...
I think they're testing it out until they figure out what works for what they're planning. What kills
the way the best. I believe is if you can... You can form a human limb, like I've known that I've seen, like, no, on not the on, mice, no, like ears. Them? You can form an ear. You can form lips. You can form body parts to replace on somebody. So therefore, if you need to alter a mosquito, that's nothing in your world. Like, that's easy. That's like fair game. Like, you're just pretending, you know what else I think? And playing.
And this might be off topic. I don't know. But... You know how they've been doing all these mosquito sprays? They do them often in the city. I don't know if they do. Oh,
yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
But my mosquito population never went down. I had even more mosquitoes. What the crap are they spraying in my yard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They spray in the back alleys and they spray like in the...
They would spray once a week
in your yards and everything. Really? Like, especially where there's large water sitting.
9 o'clock at night.
Still fucking got West now. What the fuck were you doing the city of fucking Denton?
What are you spraying?
Putting on blast.
Damn it.
Okay, Evan, since you're so angry, what do you believe?
Well, I believe that it was 100% man-made. I'm looking at the website atcc.org.
Holly at you, boy.
You know what? Every time you say it from this point forward, I'm going to put some kind of jingle behind you.
Hold a Coke can.
And I'm going to charge them.
Buy your viruses here.
See, he's secretly running spots on your show.
Yeah.
He created it.
Whatever they're paying, we get a cut for this show, okay?
Well.
What's that website one more time?
Well, it is, if you want to know, atcc.org.
Buy your viruses here.
He just earned another $100.
Yes. So... I believe it's 100% man-made. It was, the source was blood from an experimental monkey in Uganda in 1947 by the Rockefeller Foundation. And if you look up anything on them, they're all about 100% population control. I believe it is all about
population control. Why would they want to be population controlling people?
Who knows?
Why do they want to kill off people?
Resources.
The Rockefellers?
I'm telling you, it's resources.
I mean, I could see that could be the only point is resources, but, you know, the Rockefellers live in the United States where there's plenty of resources.
Think about it, though. If the Rockefellers, they're a very wealthy family. The more people that are here, the more wealth ends up being spread, the more taxes they have to pay, so on and so forth. Less people, more is for them. The less wit cards they have to pay for. Those fucking Scrooge McDucks. That's what they are.
Swimming in their vaults with their money.
Swimming in their gold.
Diving off their fucking diving board into $100 bills.
Pieces of shit.
Fuck you, Rockefeller.
Oh, no, somebody who's getting West Nile again.
Everyone at this table is getting Zika virus. You're getting Zika virus. We're all getting Zika virus.
Well, not Evan, because he's supporting the ATCC.
They've already got the vaccine whipped out for him, huh?
When you go onto the website, just... just search for VR-84. There you go. You've bought it, bitches.
Well... Does anyone else have anything to add about the Zika virus, the Rockefellers, or monkeys of any sort?
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy, that's it. Okay, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and end this episode. Stick around for the Kids Explain Everything. And we're out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to Kids Explain Everything. Who is with me today?
Gibson.
How old are you, Gibson?
6.
Have you ever been sick before?
Yes.
Is it fun?
No.
How did you get sick? Do you eat dirty things?
A long time ago, Obama was at the apartment. My dad made me drink Sprite.
I made you drink Sprite?
Yeah, and my voice was going away.
Yeah, your voice was going away?
Yes. And I was saying that in the yard, you can't hear me like a big, giant, quiet person.
Because you were losing your voice?
Yes.
Have you ever had a runny nose?
Yes.
Have you ever had coughs?
Yes.
And a sore throat?
A long time ago, when I was 4 and a kid.
Yeah.
And young.
Yeah. How did you get a sore throat?
No, no, no.
You just get sick?
Yeah.
Do germs make you sick? Mm. Do you know what germs are?
Yeah.
That's why we wash our hands, huh?
Hair.
What?
Hair.
Hair? Germs are hair? Oh, I didn't know that.
And dirty dust.
So how do you not get sick?
Get medicine.
You get medicine?
And all Mormons get medicine all night long.
You get medicine in the mornings and at night?
Yeah.
And you get lots of sleep, right?
Yeah.
That's how you get rid of being sick.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll say catch you later.
Catch you later. Kids are playing every day.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Secret Trans Pod. That's at SecretTransPod. If you'd like to contact us on show suggestions or just any reason at all, you can email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. Please go check out our friend's podcast, The Tattooed Bananas Pod, and our other friend, The Almighty Psyche. Both of their shows are on iTunes, and you can follow them on Twitter. The Tattooed Bananas Pod you can find at Tattooed Bananas. That's at TattooedBananas. Almighty Psyche is at Almighty Psyche, at AlmightyPsyche. We'll be posting new episodes every 2 weeks, so please come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
You see the outbreak originating.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.
The center of the Zika epidemic.
No, and that's the other thing.
Yes, Connie.
I know. I'll just start with in
yellow. Leave it mellow.
What do you not understand about that?
She wasn't yellow.
It was red. Kid, get the goddamn car.
Zika virus.
The longest?
God, I know.